Good morning. The man wanted in last week's robbery of a U.S. bank branch in Bend is apparently at it again. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has the latest.
Portland police believe suspect David Glass held up the Key Bank branch on Northeast Broadway Monday morning. Police say Glass implied a weapon but did not show one. Sergeant Pete Simpson is with the Portland Police Department.
Our robbery detectives communicate regularly with other robbery investigators throughout the state, and they have a very good communication network that helps for cases just like this, where they can share information real time to where another detective in another city could say, hey, that's the same guy that robbed our bank here, and that helps the investigators tremendously.
Police believe Glass is headed toward Eugene. He continues to drive a white 2007 Buick Rainier with Idaho license plates. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110. KBND.
A new proposal leaves neighbors off the list of those required to be notified when the state or a private company plans to open a new mental health treatment home. An article in the Bulletin says an earlier proposal would have required notification to neighbors. The idea came up after neighbors complained when two treatment homes were about to open in a residential area on Bend's east side. Supporters of the new proposal say it's wrong to require notification of a move-in just because the new resident has a mental illness. Critics of the move say neighborhood residents can help illuminate potential issues and/or impacts that others unfamiliar with the area might miss. Local bankers expect a big crowd of underwater homeowners to refinance their loans this coming March. The Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP, just announced they're lifting their ceiling for underwater homeowners. Kyle Frick with Mid-Oregon Credit Union says some people could save hundreds of dollars each month.
Well, the big thing that just was announced this last month is that the new HARP program is designed. Up until now, people have been able to refinance, but only up to 100%, maybe like 125% of the value of the home. So people that were underwater more than that would not qualify to refinance their home. Now they're taking the cap off of that. And so, you know, there is no limit to what they can refinance as far as the loan to value.
Homeowners must meet four basic criteria. One, your home must be a 1-4 unit property. Number two, your loan must be guaranteed by Fannie or Freddie. Number three, you must have a perfect mortgage payment history going back 6 months. And fourth, going back 12 months, you can't have more than one 30-day late payment. Investigators in Northeast Canby are carefully documenting the scene of a Monday night explosion that killed a man. The victim has been identified as 31-year-old Ivan Velasco of Canby. The state medical examiner's office says Velasco died of a blast fragment to the head. Police Chief Brett Smith says the blast happened in a front yard about 75 feet from a house. They're trying to determine how close Velasco was to the box that contained the explosive.
Part of our investigation will help us determine that and understand a little bit of the dynamics of proximity of the individual to the explosion, for example.
The house was not damaged. Police have not yet learned why the device was there or what connection Velasco had to it. Occupy Portland protesters agree to end their demonstration outside a Schnitzer steel plant in North Portland following an appeal by union leaders. Officials with the International Longshore and Warehouse Union Local 8 told protesters that while they support the Occupy movement, plant workers would not get paid if the demonstrations did not stop. Protesters began leaving the premises around 9 o'clock last night. They had arrived to block access to the plant after 6 p.m. That was about the time a dozen union members were slated to load scrap metal onto a vessel. Longview police say a shoplifter with a hatchet cut off part of the ear of a security guard at a Fred Meyer store. Authorities say the guard, 33-year-old David Morrison, was trying to make contact with the suspect when the attack occurred. That was at the store on Ocean Beach Highway. Morrison was transported to OHSU Hospital in Portland to have the ear surgically reattached. The suspect is still at large. And leaders in the Redmond School District hope to have most of the details for a new charter school worked out by tomorrow's school board meeting. The middle school would be an expansion of the popular Redmond Proficiency Academy and would be housed in the soon-to-be-vacant Hartman Building. Michael Bremont, director of the Redmond Proficiency Academy, says they've started registering potential students. Parents can get details at rpacademy.org. For these stories and more, you can check us out online anytime at kbnd.com and get instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Next local newscast at 6:35. I'm Dave Jarvis for News Talk 1110. KBND, depend on us.